It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, you may be aware that we got a great delivery only recently, and it is delivery of Opinions Matter merchandise. We got a delivery of some absolutely fantastic travel mugs. They are travel coffee mugs. They're in a lovely orange colour with the Opinions Matter logo on them, and they're really high quality. I use mine every single day and I love it. Anyway,
you're not going to say they're terrible quality. These will scald you.
Well, no, if they were terrible quality, I'd have sent them back. I didn't send them back.
Yes, we got the prototype and we were happy with it.
We were happy. And absolutely. Yeah. So, we are giving away Opinions Matter travel mugs to loyal listeners. Loyal listeners of our podcast, and we're giving them away very regularly. So on the most recent episode of the podcast, we asked a very simple question. So let us ring a winner. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Can I speak to Samantha, please?
Speaking.
Hiya, Samantha. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, Samantha, you entered our competition on our most recent episodes of the podcast for an Opinions Matter exclusive travel mug. And we asked a very simple question. Can you remember the answer to the question?
I can't remember the question.
Oh, the question was, what were we talking about young people covering their faces with?
Oh, it was a snud.
It was. That is the right answer. That is the right answer. Well done. Samantha, you've just won yourself an exclusive Opinions Matter travel coffee mug, call it what you will. It's yours. They're very rare. And we'll lash it in the post to you today.
Amazing. Happy days. You made my day. I listen to you every day on a walk.
Oh, so do you? Oh, brilliant.
I do. Excellent. So I'll have my Opinions Matter coffee mug with the buggy tomorrow.
Ah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. That is Samantha. And Samantha has just won herself a coffee mug.
I wanted to ask her, does she have a mug cup in the... we need to start providing the buggy population.
Yeah.
Because the buggy population is huge in Ireland.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that, yeah.
Everyone's pushing
Everyone's
prams
got buggies, yeah.
Everyone's pushing prams.
Yeah.
Everybody.
What are you getting at?
We need to give the little hole that you put the cup into.
Oh, you want to give a buggy away as well?
Well, I don't want scalded babies, thanks to Opinions Matter. Like, I want a proper...
Well, that's up to Samantha to look after her baby. Oh, don't... Not pour the coffee over the child.
Don't blame it on the buggy.
Anyway, congratulations, Samantha. That is Samantha Coughlin from Talla. Congratulations, Samantha. You've just won yourself an Opinions Matter coffee mug. If you want to win one, listen until the end of this episode for your chance to win, okay? So we will have a question for you at the end of this episode, but you need to listen throughout the whole episode to get the answer. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We've actually got two reasons for talking about our topic today. And the first one is a message that we got by WhatsApp. And this is all reacting to comments that were in our Facebook comments yesterday. The first message says, "You probably won't touch this topic because it doesn't suit the narrative, but I'd love to see ICE in Ireland. I love the work they're doing kicking out illegals in America. There's tens of thousands of them here as well. I live close to the north inner city in Dublin, and it's effing like Somalia, and they're all illegal," is what he says. "The police can't be bothered, so bring an Irish version of ICE. It's time to clean up Ireland and send the illegals packing. Have the balls to cover this." And that is from a guy called Dahi. So Dahi doesn't believe we're going to talk about it, but we do. We have two reasons that we want to talk about this.
First of all, Dahi said we wouldn't have the balls to talk about it. Dahi doesn't have the balls to come on and back up his point.
No, he doesn't, funny enough, actually.
The inner city does not look like Somalia. Yes, there are some people with brown skin in the inner city, but it doesn't look like Somalia, for God's sake. Do you agree?
I do agree, yeah.
And secondly, and it's an awful pity you didn't come on because you're a right tool and I would have ripped you apart. Secondly, how do you know they're all illegals? There are people, I know people are going to find this hard to believe, and this isn't a lefty woke attitude or anything like that. This is facts. There, surprisingly, there are people who live in Ireland that are actually here legally. They were actually born here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or they've been granted leave to stay here.
Yes, or they did. Yes, they got their
citizenship.
Their citizenship. So this assertion that people have that all black people are illegal in Ireland is complete. But it's just it's brain dead nonsense.
It really is. Now, ICE, as you may know.
So is Paul McGrath here illegally?
No, of course he's not.
Phil Lynn is here illegally.
Well, he's not around anymore, but,
no, but
when he was he? No, he wasn't. No,
he's
of
Irish.
Course not. ICE stands for Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Okay? Or Gestapo for short. That's
how they're being seen by many in America. Let me play another. Two reasons I said for talking about this. And the other was a message that we got from regular listener Glenn.
Basically, my question is, what do Irish people support having something like ICE in Ireland? Because what I see in America turns my stomach. It makes me sick. Like, my sister and her boyfriend are going over in February or March. Or Disneyland or Disney World, whatever it's called. Luckily, they're going to be in the park thing, but I feel like that's not going to stop these fuckers starting going into family parks and picking people up. But it's a question for people who are far right in Ireland, well, people who support Trump in Ireland. Would they tolerate an ICE agency in Ireland picking anyone off the street up that doesn't have an Irish accent and fucking them in the van and taking them away? That'll be here for months or weeks on end.
All right, so that was Glenn's message. He is totally against the idea of having anything like ICE operating here in Ireland. Yesterday, on a completely unrelated topic, a number of people actually talked about ICE and mentioned that we need ICE to be introduced here in Ireland. Not the American one, our own Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That is literally going around the streets, rounding up illegal immigrants, throwing them in the back of a paddy wagon and bringing them straight to Dublin Airport and getting rid of them. Now, we're asking, because our listeners are asking us, would you like to see something like the Immigration and Customs Enforcement operating here in Ireland, where their job is, in a lot of cases, with their faces covered with balaclavas, dressed like wannabe soldiers, roaming around the streets and rounding up illegal immigrants, bringing them to Dublin Airport and throwing them on a plane and waving goodbye?
Like, do you, in other words, the question what I'm going to ask, and there's Fran straight away. Fran, we'll talk to you because I want to ask you a very simple question when you come on the show. Fran Farron is your name. I want to ask you, do you want to live in a police state? Because that's what the America is at the moment. I would not go near the Kip. If you gave me two tickets now to America for holiday.
No, me neither.
I wouldn't go near the Kip. I'm not going anywhere where I have to produce ID if I'm stopped on the street because I don't have the right accent. If you look, now, the funny thing is, we'd probably be safe because, well, no, we wouldn't because we don't have American accents. But our colour, we'd be safe.
You'd be safer.
If you look at any of the videos, you've all seen the videos of the Gestapo stopping them on the streets of America. And they are stopping people of colour. And they are stopping, they are also stopping white people who don't have American accents. Now, that orange blob in the White House, his wife doesn't have an American accent.
No, she certainly doesn't.
If she was stopped and asked to produce her papers, would she have an American accent?
No.
I am from Slovenia. That's where she's from. I am from Slovenia. Would they send her packing?
That's a good question. Here's
it's literally racial profile. So, let me just finish off this. If you support ICE, and if you want to see ICE on the streets of Ireland, then you want to live in a police state. You want to live in a country where you can't walk to the shop without fear of them pulling up in the car and asking you. And don't think that that wouldn't happen because it's happening in America.
Let's just have a listen to a very short interview with an American guy, a white American guy, who was pulled in by ICE and taken away.
So this is a white American
guy.
That's why I'm
deliberately saying that.
So no racial profiling.
So have a listen to this.
An ICE agent literally came over to me and said, "What did you say?" I said, "I am not afraid." And they pointed a gun in my face. ICE put handcuffs on my hands and put me in a black SUV. And then a few moments later, they came back and they said, "Are you afraid yet?" And I said, "No." And then they said it. "Well, you're white. You wouldn't be fun anyway." It was then that I knew that this staging, that these ICE raids are really about fear and intimidation.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
How are you doing, Adrian? Grand myself.
Good, thanks, Brian. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I think it's our only hope now at the moment, the way things are going in this country, you know, in my opinion now, you know, because it's gone hell. It's, you know, there's no other country in the world that's like this, Adrian,
Meaning what?
I know I'm going to sound like every person that rings you when I say this, like, but it's everything's for free, you know, Adrian, like when you come in, I'm not being bad saying this, it's just like, for example, I know I'm going to sound like every person, but it's the homeless crisis is one, like, you know, and you have mothers and children in homeless accommodation, and then I only seen a funny thing this morning, I think it was on Facebook, I was looking, and they were all in the Red Cow lining up for their breakfasts, and I'm walking in the city centre, Jordan. I was in, got a week's walk there last week, and going in at 6 in the morning and seeing them all on the sides of the street. It's really sickening, you know.
So, explain to me what you're talking about. What's really sickening? Seeing somebody getting breakfast?
No. That sounded totally wrong. No, what's sickening is that that it's no problem for them to line up for breakfast, but if you were to see a line of homeless people standing at the Red Cow, the police won't be there in 2 minutes. You know,
we have lines of people queuing up for food all over Dublin every single night of the week.
Yeah, but they're not dropped in a taxi today. They're not dropped in a taxi and picked up in a taxi in Nolan's coaches this morning. You know, they're picked up and they're dropped and, you know,
hang on for 1 second, Brian. Right, the people who are in the Red Cow queuing up for breakfast are actually staying in the bloody Red Cow.
No, yes, you're totally wrong there. No, they're being transported from, so these were fresh asylum seekers coming in this morning. A full coach of Nolan coaches dropped them off at the Red Cow. And simply just go in there, get your breakfast, and we'll have a house for you now in 10 minutes.
And that's what happened, Brian. They had a house for them in 10 minutes, did they?
They had a house. They had accommodation that night.
They had accommodation that night. They might have had a hotel room. They didn't have a house.
No, a hotel room. But they will not be through out of that hotel until they get accommodation.
But surely asylum seekers, when they're awaiting their application, do they not go...
asylum seekers. That's asylum seekers. Yeah,
This is about illegals. That's what ICE are all about.
Yeah.
So if you arrive in a country like Ireland and to seek asylum, you have a right under the law to wait until your application is processed. And while that's being processed, more than likely you will end up staying in direct provision, which is basically, it's not a hotel room. They're horrible. It wouldn't be about sending them home. This is about, I don't know, have you seen the videos of ICE just literally stopping people on the street?
It's
like Germany during the war. Your papers, please. Your papers. Where are your papers? Like, that's... Would you want that? Would you want that for you? Do you want that in Ireland? Do you want that in Ireland?
I would, because it's the only way to find out who is legitimately here, or who is just coming for. But what they can get, for everything they can get. You know, like, if people coming on now, Adrian, you can't deny this. If people coming over from England, if they've landed in England, stay in England. There's protection there. You know, don't get the next boat over to Ireland because there's more money here and you're getting quicker accommodation here. Or France, when you land in France, it's you know, I think we're the second or third, mistake me if I'm wrong, richest country in the world or something. In the EU anyway, we won't be the richest.
We are a wealthy country, yes.
Yeah, well, we, you know, knowing that we will hand it to them, you know, Adrian, You know, where does it stop?
So would you like to see a group of heavies driving around in black Mariahs and literally picking on people because they look foreign, throwing them into the back of their van and carting them off to the airport?
I don't think you do that. Come on. No, what I would like to see them stopping people. Have you got yet legit paperwork that you're really here for, that you're coming from a war-torn country? I say that with high finger quotes, you know, a war-torn country, which, you know, where is the war-torn countries they're coming from? I can't get my head around it, and how are they getting here without passports?
Okay, so...
These are the ones I'm talking about, people.
We're seeing in America, ICE literally going around the streets, and ICE stands for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We see them going around the streets in vans, pulling up at... there's one video... I saw earlier on of where they pepper sprayed into a car with a little kid in the bloody car.
They're animals. They are literally.
We're getting that. We see that in Dublin also. You know, with the guards, we see that. You know, with the elderly people.
But that's the gas thing, Brian. If this was a topic about Garda abuse of power, we regularly do. You would be the very man if you saw the Gardaí beating up a young Flint Fingus today. Yeah, dragging him off a scooter and beating him. You would be on here spitting bullets about Garda abuse of power.
No, I would. I'm not going to lie to you here, Adrian. I would, but I'd be the first to say that. But this is a totally different game ball. Maybe, these are people that are illegally here, taking the taxpayers' money, their own personal money,
My question is to you, Brian.
Right,
would you like to see an organisation like Immigration and Customs Enforcement, like they have ICE in America, would you like us to have something similar that is literally going around the streets of Ireland, rounding up illegal immigrants and throwing them out of the country?
I would, run by Fianna in that era, yes, I would. An Irish, I would, 100%,
so,
yeah.
Where are your papers? Like the Gestapo, where are your papers?
Those papers.
No, that's what they'd be, that's what they're asking
no,
people.
That's, no, yeah, yeah. An Irish crowd Brogna era, some people, an Irish patriot,
Irish patriots going around rounding up people.
Not rounding up people. See, you're putting words in my mouth now, Adrian, up people. Asking, legitimately asking people, have you got the document to be here? Yeah, what's your reason for being here? Well, we're from a war-torn country. Very understandable. Where are you from? Show me a passport that you're from that country. All right, be on your way now. You know what I mean? Are you doing a bit of graft? Then you'd run into the odd person, not the odd person, I'd say probably, to be honest, I'm not going to say it's 80% of them are illegal. I'm going to say about 60% of them, would be illegal. Okay,
you want the 60% of foreigners in Ireland who are illegal, you want to see them all being rounded up, is that right?
You're making it sound awful.
Brian.
I want them to be deported. Deported. But that's what I want.
That's what's happening at the end of the round.
But hang on,
I want it to be the ones that aren't here legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's all
100%.
Of us.
100%. Why wouldn't you?
No, but that's all
Come
of us.
On.
But sorry, I assume you do as well, Adrian. Do you want illegals deported? By the way, there's around 30,000, they estimate, 30,000 illegal adults.
I don't know the numbers. Right.
Yeah, this is the estimate, that's around 30,000.
Right. Okay.
I think we all agree that illegals should be kicked out of the country. If you're not here legally, you don't.
But with a due process.
But it's the way they go about it. You could be literally walking down to the shops. By the way, ICE in America.
But they shouldn't be here in the first place.
I'm talking about ICE. ICE are targeting everybody. They haven't got the balls to target foreign drug gangs and all that. They are literally targeting mothers going to the shops. They're people that happen to have.
You're obviously a Democrat. Would you be a Democrat if you were in America now? Yeah.
Well, I certainly wouldn't be a Republican, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, just ask you, Jesus. I'm just asking. You would be Biden's kind of.
You would agree with.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, fairness.
Just say it for a second.
I appreciate your take on it. But as you say, you actually agreed with me there, saying that the illegals should be rounded up and. You know okay, what I mean?
No, nobody.
We all
agree that illegal immigrants should be deported, okay?
Yes, but
with a due process. In the States, they're not doing it with a due process. They're
not
literally
ICE, not ICE coming
people.
Into the country. Irish patriots, round them up.
Okay, let me ask you before we go to the next call who wants to talk to you.
How
do you feel, Brian, about Irish illegals in America being rounded up by ICE and thrown into the back of vans and never seen again?
What do you mean never seen again? I don't know if they're literally chucked out of the country.
So Irish illegal. So Paddy, who went over to work in Boston 20 years ago and stayed there, and he's still there, and he's got a lovely building business going on there, and he's
Do you know what? I don't think that would happen because it has happened. Probably 80% of America was built by Ireland.
But there are illegal Irish in America that are being deported.
You're hearing this. Show me one, Adrian. Has any rang in? Any Irish that were deported rang in?
Not yet, but it's a dirty
If you're Irish and you were deported, please ring in. Stay there for a second.
No, he hasn't answered the question. Would you have a problem with ICE rounding up an Irish illegal in America and sending them packing?
No, it's their land. You know, it's their land.
Okay.
Look, they have a say. I don't think they should be sent packing. They should be asked the questions, the lick question that I just said to you there about their country. They're working, they're paying the taxes, they're doing that stuff. You know what I mean? They were probably giving that paperwork then. And the same here. If you were doing that stuff, you were paying that taxes.
Supposing it's a South American, someone from Venezuela, for argument's sake, living in America living in America illegally and paying their taxes. Maybe they're cleaning pools or something like that, cleaning swimming pools. Should they be sent packing by ICE?
No, same as I just said there.
But they're illegal.
You know what I mean?
But you said all illegals should be sent out.
Illegals. How long are they there? Are they just there for the take?
Okay, stay there for a second. Anthony, you're bullying to get in on this. What do you want to say?
Fucking, my blood is boiling. Let's listen to that fucking Nazi Brian you have on. How can anyone see what is happening?
I can't deal with this today. There's no need to shout. We can hear you perfectly.
How can anyone see what is happening in the US with those ICE Gestapo folks and think to themselves, gee, we need that here? Did people not see the cold-blooded murder that happened in Minneapolis of Renee Good, an unarmed white American woman who was shot dead by those ICE Gestapo thugs? They murdered her. ICE agents have been attacking innocent children in the U.S., blinding a child in California in one eye, going after and arresting Native Americans, killing people in their detention centers, injuring protesters. ICE are just out of control, fascist, Nazi scum, and that damn Trump, that bastard, when the next Democrat gets in charge, he should have Trump fucking arrested for crimes against humanity for putting ICE out and giving them
What do you say, for example, to the message that we got in the first place? And it was a message from a listener saying, I love the work that ICE are doing in America, kicking out illegals. There's tens of thousands of them here as well. I live close to the north inner city, and it's like Somalia, which is a little bit overdramatic, and they're all illegal. The police can't be bothered, so bring in an Irish version of ICE. What do you say to Di?
So he loves that ICE are killing innocent people in the US, that they're attacking children, going after Native Americans, killing people in their prison camps. He loves that, does he? He's a fucking Nazi bastard. And he is just saying crap and lies like the Nazis did when they got into power. Just saying lies. He's not saying the truth.
Brian, what do you say to that? People like you and Di, who sent the message in the first place, are Nazis. You're a Nazi.
Yeah, well, if that's what he has to say, that's his take. But I reckon he's from the left anyway. He's ideology. They're very angry people. You know, can you speak to me without calling me a bastard? And you know, can you speak with a civil conversation here? Like, you know, what I was going to say there.
Because you're trying to condone what's happening with ICE and going after children. You had your turn, too, you little bastard.
Ah, come on. Look at this. Come on, Adrian.
But he's angry to hear.
Yeah, I know, but Jesus, yeah, well, then I'll start booking course and so. Well, then here, if that's the case, that girl, that was, she wasn't just shot, like, come on.
She was murdered. She did nothing wrong. She was murdered. I saw the video. She was murdered by a gun-toting Nazi.
Right, will you let me speak, please? Listen, she was ordered to get out of a car by a guy with an automatic rifle in her face. If somebody says to me, get out of it, of course I'm going to do the river dance out of the car.
He had no legal right to tell her to get out of that car, and right. she wasn't trying to run anyone over. She was backing away, and he just shot her dead, and he insulted her after he killed her. I heard the video, what he called her after he killed her.
You're right, aren't you? You're right, and I'm wrong.
And have you not seen that ISA going after Native Americans? Native Americans, the original Americans, they're going after them too, arresting them.
Okay, let me ask you, Anthony, what do you think of a call from a number of people? And I'm reading some of the messages that I'm about to play.
We're about to play a message from Martin, who we know very well. Martin
would actually like to be an ICE agent.
He would sign up for ICE. Now, I would rather shovel shite in a stable than work for ICE. Imagine telling your kids that I work for the Gestapo. That's what they are, aren't they?
So what do you think of people like that, who believe that what we need here is a heavy-handed approach to migrants and literally round them up and throw them out?
What a fucking puke. How can anyone think we need the Gestapo here when they're seeing what's happening in the US? How can anyone look at that and think we need that? What the hell is wrong with this country? We have people who want the Nazis back. We have foreign, so far has a society, and America is fucked because they put that fascist bastard Trump back in office. He is lucky I'm not Taoiseach, because if I was Taoiseach, I would be warning him, stop this madness.
Okay, I don't know if the Taoiseach of small little Ireland is in any position to be threatening Donald Trump.
We have intelligence. We could easily get that done if we wanted to.
Do me a favour, Anthony, and stay there for 1 second, because I want to get your reaction after the break.
Do you really want to get the reaction to that? I do,
to Martin's message. Have a listen to this, Anthony, and give me your comments in a second.
Afternoon, lads. This should be a feisty one. Talk about my dream job. That's what I would fucking love to do. Set it up and fucking sign me up. Absolutely we should. No matter what the taxpayer will pay somebody like me or somebody to be in ICE, it will be saved in the long run by kicking these fuckers out. Anyone that is here illegally shouldn't be here, came here with no passport. They should all be rounded up, interviewed in these centres, and out the fucking gap. Anybody that is against ICE is nothing but a lefty fucking idiot, because they're all going around going, oh, it's like 1937 Germany and all of this sort of shite. But if you're not supposed to be there, you're not supposed to be there. Good luck.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Anthony, do you want to reply or respond to that message?
Well, that man is a fucking piece of crap. Anyone who wants ICE here, who supports what they're doing in America, is a fucking traitor to this country and a fucking disgrace. They are a stain on our country.
And the thing is about
stain on the Irish flag.
The thing about what Martin said as well there, yes, the goal is to get anyone who's illegal out of the country. But that is not the point, Martin. The point is that people are being profiled. Literally people driving their car. American citizens who happen to have dark skin are being profiled. By the way, Martin, bit of news for you. The Native Americans had dark skin. Native Americans do not look like Donald Trump. Donald Trump is from German, has German roots. His missus is Slovakian or whatever the case may be. This is about wanting to live in a country, Martin, where you should be able to walk from your house to drop your kids to school without I stopping you and saying, where are you from, ma'am? Where? What's your nationality? Where were you born? That is a police state. And if you want to, if you want to be their bitch, Martin, and live in a country where is a police state, go and live in North Korea. Move over to North Korea.
Dee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dee?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks, Dee. You listen to our podcast in America.
Yeah, I do.
What did you want to say on this?
I'm a naturalized citizen from Ireland. My daughter is a naturalized citizen from Ireland. Renee Good was a naturalized citizen from Ireland. I put up a post last week sympathising with my fellow Irishman being killed by the Gestapo over here. She was protesting against the Gestapo in her neighbourhood, and the reason she was protesting is because our citizens are being pulled out of their workplaces, schools. My daughter's a school counsellor. They're being pulled out of schools. We have children being pulled out of schools for their skin colour and being racially profiled so that their parents, when their parents come to pick them up, they can arrest their parents. These are kids, guys. This is what you want on your streets. To be employed by somewhere like Target that follow all the rules of our country, you have to have a thing called an I-9 that verifies that you're a permanent resident or a citizen. They're not going to employ any illegal citizens on their floor because the fines are horrendous. So anybody working for Target, let's say, that has had two in the last week, had two brothers ripped from their workplace,
And just for listeners to explain, Target is a big, huge chain of stores in the States. And yes. Several branches of Target have been raided and staff members literally reefed out of the the stores. And you're saying that companies like Target don't employ illegal immigrants because it's not worth it.
They can't. They legally cannot employ illegal citizens. They have to have an I-9 and it has to be verified. The I-9 has to be verified on the system before they employ anybody. So it has to be a legal permanent resident with an alien number, or it has to be a citizenship. And they have to provide paperwork and a picture ID before they can actually be employed. I did verify I-9s in my past position. So it has to be done and the fines are horrendous.
So let me ask you then, Dee. Look, obviously you're looking from the inside. You're in America. What do you think of what is happening to America with ICE? And hearing from this side of the Atlantic, Irish people saying we need the same thing.
So I can see where the fear in Ireland is happening. We're built on traditions, culture. It's a small island and it's been invaded by illegal immigrants and proper people coming in, rightfully so, with the right paperwork. And people that was born from Irish citizens, generational, and they have people on the streets of colour, and they can be targeted with ICE, Gestapo. I can see where the fear is and their cultures are being taken and the fear of people not being safe on the streets. I can see that. I can see that side of it.
Okay, but in the same breath, you're describing ICE as the Gestapo, yet a number of people on this podcast already have said we need something like ICE operating in Ireland.
Yeah, they don't. They really don't. Border control cannot pick out illegal immigrants by the colour of their skin. They cannot. You cannot pick out illegal Europeans by the colour of their skin. You cannot pick out illegal Australians by the colour of your skin.
But isn't
you just
it,
cannot do it.
Isn't it funny, Dee, when you see these videos of ICE agents, and some of them just look like normal, everyday people that were, well, they're all people who failed in life, basically. They couldn't get a proper job. But you know, after World War II, questions were always asked. It was always asked, how did Germany get people to Gestapo? How did Germany get people willing to join a secret police force and harass people based on their ethnicity? Literally, it's literally happening all over again. In what is supposed to be, I mean, it's in the bloody American national anthem, the land of the free.
So on the one hand, you have an understanding as to how people are feeling about immigration
absolutely.
In Ireland, but you don't believe the Gestapo like ICE is the answer.
There's no way you can racially profile people. The proper way to stop people is through the government and their politics, and you should be protesting your government.
Okay, do you understand why the American administration wants to deport illegal immigrants?
It's racial profiling. It's got nothing to do with it. We have 328 ports of entry in America, and everybody in Ireland knows somebody who was in America illegally. Everybody does. We've all tried it. So don't be hypocritical about this. There has been illegal immigrants in America, and you know them. So you cannot racially profile people on the streets going around and attacking them in schools, and they're attacking children of colour in schools. They're not just attacking the European colour in schools, they're attacking children of colour in schools. So, and they're taking children out of classes in schools, guys. They're attacking children in schools. Children, elementary school children. This is what's on our streets today.
Okay, as an Irish person who has settled in America, does this scare you a bit to witness what America is becoming?
Absolutely. My son-in-law is multi-generational American, but he has sallow skin, and my grandson has sallow skin. And him and his employer were going to fill up at the Chevron gas station down on Hickory Flat Road, where there was an ICE raid happening. And they were just going to fill up. 2 seconds earlier, they would have been dragged out of their car because they had sallow skin. They are multi-generational citizens. And it didn't matter if they screamed, "I'm a citizen." It wouldn't have mattered if they had paperwork or a driver's license on them. They would have been detained for days.
Okay, so your message to people here who've been commenting on this podcast today is basically be careful what you wish for.
Be careful what you wish for. Your complaint is not with the people on the street. It's with your laws.
I have no doubt. In fact, I could name 20 people now, and I won't because I don't want to be sued by them. But I could name 20 fairly high, prolific patriots, flag wavers that would sign. If Ireland introduced ICE tomorrow, they would be the first on the queue wanting to join them and get their little badges and their little body cams. Can you, Adrian?
Yep.
Like your man.
Yeah, 100%.
He said he was a botanist, or what you call that, a plant person, weed. That's what he was telling his friends and neighbours. He didn't agree that he was ICE. He wasn't proud of that. Why are they not proud of it? They know what they're doing.
They're not
telling their friends and relatives what they are.
No, they will be done for treason. I've no doubt they'll be done for treason.
Yes.
Okay, but stay there for a second, Dee, because, John, what do you say to that? People are saying we need something like ICE operating on the streets of Ireland. Dee, who's witnessing it firsthand in America, says, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, but she also said in the same breath there that she can understand what's going on in Ireland. So, you see, the fact of the matter is, Adrian, it's all well and good, like, you know, and I've seen all the comments of what people said. And I've commented myself there. Something needs to be done in Ireland before shit really hits the fan. We've seen it hit the fan already. We know what's going on. You know, we know there's a process. We all get that. The process isn't quick enough as far as I'm concerned. And we're seeing a lot of these illegals there then attacking our own people and unaliving our own people. We've seen it in the past, attempted this, that, the other. We only seen one crackerjack there in the news yesterday. He was done for Conor McGregor's shop there. Let's forget about that. But the main thing was that he ran after the two Gardaí. You know, see, the fact of the matter is, you know, there's not a decent system in this country, and we all know that. And even Dee knows that, and she's over in America.
We do all know that. But is the solution, John? I would argue with you that the solution is improving our immigration system, improving the speed with which people are granted asylum or not. Now, the government have said that is going to improve in the coming months, but the solution is hardly rounding up people and fucking them out of the country.
Well, you see what they do in England. So our closest country, they go down there in the vans, and you see the border control getting out of vans and going into different businesses. You see them rounding up people. Where's your passport? Where's this? Where's that? You're in the country the last 20 bleeding years sometimes. You know what I mean? And they're, you know, see, the fact of the matter is, if they went through the proper channels in the first place, Asian, and they were granted this, that, that year, they wouldn't have this problem. You see, but now it's a free for all agent, you see. And this is what's happening, you see. And this is why the people of Ireland want this and want
so
that.
So would you like to see, would you like to see, and be honest with me, John, would you like to see the heavies going around, literally rounding people up?
What do you mean by heavies now? I'd like to see a dedicated border control crowd. Yes,
okay, operating like ICE in America, which are literally...
Like border control in England, you know, and getting rid of the dirt and the scum that's here and that shouldn't be here. You know, we already have 30,000 of them, as you said, and Jeremy said earlier on. See, the fact of the matter is, we can't have our cake and eat it, guys. You know, we are air safety. Hold on for a minute. I just want to say something. You know, we've seen what happened in America so many amounts of times now. You know, that people are unaliving people there and they're doing this and they're doing that and they're doing their, you know, when they're there illegally. You see, they don't. The same here that's happening to this country. They're not here for the Irish people or to integrate or to do this, that, you know. They're here to hurt people. And they're going to hurt people. And that's a fucking
John. One second, Jeremy. To make a sweeping statement like that about foreign nationals in this country is fucking disgusting.
I'm not saying them all.
No. John, you said they. That's the word you used. You used the word they.
I'm backing up about what I said about what was happening in
Hello? Oh, we've lost him. Martin.
But sorry, just before you go to Martin.
Sorry, I didn't cut John off.
No, he's still there. We'll keep him on hold there for a second. By the way, Pushka. Yep. The biggest scumbags going, on the anniversary of Aisling there this week. Pushka, ICE couldn't have done anything. If ICE were in Ireland, they couldn't have done anything about Pushka. He was not here illegally. Sure
no, he wasn't. He was a European Union citizen.
He was in the European Union. So that wouldn't, having someone like ICE there, Pushka would have been able to produce his documents to say that he's here legally. So it's not going, if John thinks that having an Irish ICE is going to get rid of crime out of the country, you're for the birds.
Martin, I played your voice note earlier on and you were saying that you can't wait to sign up. You would sign up to be an ICE agent tomorrow. What do you say to that lady, that Irish lady living in America, who said, be careful what you wish for?
Okay, so I just want to say, I've only literally 2 minutes, lads. I'm outside the school. But be careful what I wish for. Well, I agree with John there, what he was saying. Obviously, if there was an Irish ICE, they wouldn't be going around armed. It'd be more like the border force over in England is what it would be. I think it's a great thing that it should be happening. Like there's 30,000 people here illegally. That's what we know of. I'm sure there's probably more when the first wave of them come, they're coming throwing away passports. I'm sure there's lots that have slipped through the cracks. So yeah, absolutely. This should be rounded up and fucked off. I don't see what the issue is with getting people here illegally out is.
No, there is no issue. I think most people want people who are here illegally to be deported out of the state. I do. Jeremy does. I think most people listening to the podcast do. It's the way in which we do it. And when we see the way they're doing it in America, it can only remind you of the Gestapo in Germany. Can't remind you of anything else.
If you're not supposed to be there,
you're not supposed to
be there.
You're coming across as someone who would have turned in Anne Frank to the Nazis. In fairness, there were people that would literally have turned in Anne Frank. And what's happening here is we're literally turning against each other. Like to see people...
The government want, lads.
To see people who looked at that video of that woman, that poor woman being shot in the face, how could anybody look at a video and say that she was at fault? I don't know how anybody with half a brain could have looked. That woman should have been able to drive her car away. She should have been able to get away from them without being shot in the face. Would you not agree?
Well, here's the thing, right? You can say that. You might say I've only half a brain now, but anybody knows in America that if they point a fucking gun at you and is like, get out the car, you fucking do it. Like, America, like, is a different fucking world to heal. We all know what police brutality is like in America. So if they point a gun at you, like, what sort of gobshite are you to be following around these people anyway, like she was doing that protest against them? I'm not saying she deserved to be shot, by the way.
Sorry, that's how Nazi Germany came to be, because not enough German people stood up and said, we're not having fascism in our country.
But what is she standing up against?
Against the police state. She wasn't an illegal. They had no right to ask her for anything. They had no right to ask her.
But she was getting in their way. She was parked across the fucking road.
What? She gave a bit of lip. That warrants you being shot dead.
Well, No, it doesn't warrant you. Did I say she deserves to be shot dead? But what I'm saying is, you're on this podcast here loads of times and you're saying little Antos and little Decos, they've no respect for the guards anymore. So we are saying it's all right to give guards lip.
Okay, so would you want to see, because you said in your message earlier on, you'd join up tomorrow. You want to see a heavy-handed approach to illegal immigration in Ireland. Is that what you want? Is that what you would like to sign up for?
Because I guarantee it would only last 6 months and they wouldn't fucking come here if they knew there's a heavy-handed approach. I guarantee the border there with Mexico or whatever, they're not coming over in their droves since ICE come in. It only takes a few months, lads.
But how would you feel then in 6 months if we did have ICE on the streets of Ireland, someone stopping you going, you don't have an Irish accent, show me your papers. Show me your papers.
I show them my passport, show them my papers. So if I have nothing to hide, so I have no reason.
So hang on, you'd hold your passport in your pocket going down to Tesco's for shopping?
Well, if you have to, yeah.
I don't want to live in a country
like that. I have to say, I don't want to live in a country like that either, Martin. But the bottom line from you is, sign me up.
Sign me up, yeah. I don't give a shit, lads. If you're not supposed to be here, you're a drain on society. You're a drain on the fucking taxpayer. Get out to fuck.
Martin just wants a body cam and a nice jacket.
I don't. Lads, I have to go over
here. Good luck. Let me bring in...
Before, because I know we have to go to a break and we'll talk to Niamh in a second. If you had said to me earlier on this morning when we were saying we're going to be talking about this, that we would talk to someone who
said, sign me up
for ICE. The world's gone mad.
Mark is in the States as well.
Let's be honest. ICE is a anti-people of colour setup. How many of the thousands of illegal Irish over there have you seen sent back home? Haven't heard of any?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Darren has been in touch.
Jeremy, if you're in a country illegally, do you not think that they should be thrown out and put back to their country of origin? No? I mean, what's your logic here, like? We don't have gun laws in this country, so therefore they're not going to be going around killing people. There should be a very similar organisation like ICE to get the illegals out of the country properly. I mean, I don't understand your argument against it, like.
All right, Darren, I mean, we sign you up as well then, will we?
First, sign him up. They'll be all wearing the little uniforms. No, my problem, I want illegals out of the country as well, Darren.
Just said that.
But I also want to be able to walk down the street. Now, the chances are I wouldn't be stopped because I have pale skin. I'm as Irish as you look. But I want, there are many, many people of colour who are Irish, yeah, who have been born here, bred here, And
they're the ones that could be harassed on the street if we were to have a service like ICE. Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
Hiya, lads. How you doing?
Good, thanks, Niamh. What did you want to say on this?
I just want to say, it's like being back in, like, 1939. Like, the history teaches nothing. Like, I'm not saying for one second that we shouldn't, you know, we don't want illegals, okay? We want paperwork and due process. But what happened in the States, due process was not followed.
It's
not being followed. And look, as someone who spent a good bit of time in the States, and I think you guys covered it already, there are so many Irish living over there illegally.
Yeah, 100%. Of course there are.
Is that the kind of country we want to live in? Having a, you know, a department like ICE, a group like ICE patrolling the streets.
Are you shocked, Niamh, to hear that so many people? I mean, there are last callers there saying, "Sign me up! I want to be the first ICE agent." Does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me, but actually hearing the words come out, you know,
it is quite shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think I put in a comment there like this, and we just leave right and left out of it for a second. It's about human decency. And the Irish are known for being decent human beings. Well, I mean, I always thought that and I've always practiced that. So what direction are we looking to go in, lads?
I agree. And you're obviously shocked not only to see what is happening in America with the way in which ICE is operating. And by the way, we're only seeing the thin end of the wedge here in Ireland on our news coverage. If you watch American news coverage, you'll see this is happening every minute of every day over there.
I'm watching on TikTok every day. The videos, some of the videos are absolutely real. There was an Uber driver waiting for a fare outside a hotel, and ICE came along. And in fairness, he told him to fuck off. He's not going to get the the fuck out of my face. But be under no illusion, Niamh, that we would have people queuing up. And the people that are saying, by the way, we only want to get rid of illegals, that's bollocks. They don't.
They want to get rid of anybody who's not a pasty-faced Irish person.
I definitely think there's racial profiling 100% going on. I actually seen a video today of, I don't know if he was a priest or a pastor, I couldn't really tell, but he was saying, what you're doing, this is not protecting the country. Like, as I said, and I think I put it in the comments there, has history taught us nothing? And I mean, to say, oh, you know, you're bringing up 1939, Germany, to, you know, I mean, it was a 6-year war, and it's important, and people need to remember. And from what the viewing that I've watched over the last few days, I mean, Jesus, lads.
It is scary. And as Jeremy mentioned earlier on, and I feel the same way, I have no intention of visiting the United States anytime soon. I have no intention.
Here's the thing. Yeah. We were planning, Niamh, on going to... Yeah. We were planning on bringing the family to Florida this year. We'd planned last year to save a bit of money and go to Florida. And the price, you can go to Florida...
They're cheap at the moment.
Last year, our holiday to Spain was more expensive than it would have been to Florida. And
it's shocking.
Yeah, myself and my wife sat down because we want our kids to go to, well, one of my kids has always been, but we want the two girls to go to Disney before it's gone. And we sat down there the other day. We sat down the other day and said, will we go to Florida? That's the state we wanted to go to, Adrian. We wanted to go to Florida. Yeah. That's the state, okay? Florida. And my wife says, I'm not going to walk down International Drive and be stopped by those scumbags.
Yeah.
And
she's Florida is a heavy Trump state.
So yeah, it is. Completely.
So,
the thing is, I work for an American company. I won't name the name, but no. I mean, I know even speaking to colleagues, like, it's pretty grim. It is grim. That's the reality over there at the minute. I mean, years ago, I mean, you probably remember years ago,
The place to go to, of course it was.
And now, I mean, no way. And I have relatives. I mean, I have a cousin in San Francisco, I have a cousin in San Diego, and I mean, I wouldn't even go and visit.
No, me neither. And in fact, I'd love to, for anybody who might be listening to this episode of Opinions Matter in the States, send us a message, even though the live show is over, send us a message to let us know what life is actually like in the States.
Well, my best friend lives in the States, as you know. He's a naturalized citizen. He's obviously born
like
here.
Like D earlier on. Yeah,
he's born here. He works in the health service in Connecticut. And he says it's very worrying because they don't need an excuse. You could be just... And for all you people that think they're great, think, oh, these are brilliant, they're brilliant. You all think they're brilliant until they pick on one of your family members.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry, if you are the type of person that wants to... or thinks that you have to carry a passport everywhere and carry ID. These are the same people, by the way, that are against the EU digital ID system. You're all against digital ID, yeah? And you think, oh, Big Brother watching it, Big Brother! Oh, excuse me. But then, on the same breath, you're saying you still have to carry ID everywhere.
Trevor!
I want to see your papers. Show me your papers. We are protecting the Irish way of life. This is what they want in Ireland. Are you fucking kidding me? You racist pieces of shit. I'm all for a stricter border control. I'm all for you get off a plane, you're detained on the spot, you don't go out the doors, you don't go anywhere else. But to have a group like the SS in America, the Proud Boys, now ICE, by the way, highly racist motherfuckers, abducting a 17-year-old lad the other day, drove him 15 minutes down the road, beat the shit out of him, threw him out of the SUV, slammed his head into the ground, fractured his skull, and it was all because, he was dark-skinned. And these are the sorts of people they want in Ireland. Are you fucking kidding me? God forbid anybody who might have a fucking tan in this country would be getting fucking assaulted all the time because the little Nazi wannabe racist bastards out there that live in this country would be signing up for that in a heartbeat. No, we don't need it. We don't want it. End of story.
All right, Trevor's angry today. Alec.
People are worried about the wrong thing, right? People with Irish heritage live all over the world. So why can't we afford them the same luxury? I don't understand. Is it because of the colour of their skin? Is Ireland just racist now? people over here seeking asylum, which, by the way, is a basic human right. You know, I see this on Facebook and social media all the time, people being like, oh, they're in five-star hotels, you know, when we can't house our own people, which is just absolutely not true. But again, people will allow themselves to be fed whatever they see in social media just because that's what they want to believe. They don't want to look beyond it because it's easier to hate and be stuck in your old ways than to be a progressive person. You know, as well as that, they're, whether they're here illegally or not, the land is for the people. You could not pay me to care if they're here illegally. They're trying to make a better life for themselves. Just because the color of their skin is different to yours doesn't make them a criminal until they actually commit a crime. But there's families here, you know, who have owned businesses. You think about the amount of Turkish barbers and things like that there. You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with people coming over here and, you know, starting businesses and putting back into the community. But because we're so blinded by racism, and I say we as the Irish people, there was a time where it was no blacks, no dogs, no Irish. So why are we like that to other people? I just don't understand it. The Ireland that I know is a free and loving place. You know, Irish people talk so much about freedom, and it's what we want as people. So why can't we allow that to other people?
All right, Alex, thank you very much indeed for your message, and we'll squeeze in one final one from Henry.
Hi, guys. I can't come on, but I just want to give him my 2 seconds worth. They say that some people are saying that ICE are only going after illegal immigrants in America. Sure, if you look at it over the last year or so, their biggest targets have been Native American people.
Thanks very much indeed for your message, Henry. Now, before we go, and I know you have another message that you want to read out in a second, we promised earlier on that we're giving away another Opinions Matter. What are these called? Describe this to me, please.
They are reusable coffee cups.
That's exactly what they are. Travel mugs. They're travel mugs, and they have the Opinions Matter logo on them, and everybody's talking about them.
Everybody wants them.
Everybody wants them.
They're all talking about them.
And we have a really simple question for you today.
It's a beautiful coffee cup.
It is a beautiful coffee cup.
Everybody's saying it.
No, not everybody is saying
it. No, they actually are, though.
A few are saying it. It's here. They're lovely. They're orange. They've got a screw-on lid, and it keeps your coffee really, really warm. That's the main thing. Anyway, we have a simple question for you, and it was only mentioned a second ago.
Well, a couple of minutes ago, yes. What US state did I say I wanted to go to this year on holiday? So I mentioned a state in America. Which state did I want to go to on holidays?
And you're not going to be going on holidays, as we've just been discussing, but what state did Jeremy want to go on a holiday to? If you know the answer, and if you'd like to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, one of our brand new merchandise, just WhatsApp the answer to us right now to 085-825-2626. If you're listening abroad, you just put a 353 in front of that and get your answer into us as soon as possible. So once again, what state did Jeremy say he wants to visit?
An awful state.
Well, he's not going to be going to it anytime soon. Send a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Now, you've one final message you want to just squeeze in before the end.
This boils my piss now, it really does. Amanda just sent this to us. It came in from this number ending in 9272.
It doesn't matter what the number is. 9272, yeah.
9272. Opinions matter. Obviously, some opinions don't matter to these two guys. That's you and Emmett.
Oh, very good.
The way they dismiss people's opinions and try to push their narrative is embarrassing. Please change the name of your show. Well, to that person, 9272, we can't change the name of the show because we've got coffee cups made with that name on it.
Yep.
And we've got all the branding done. And we've been calling the podcast Opinions Matter for the last
nearly five years.
So too much. It'd be like changing McDonald's to
McDonald's.
No, or McCarty's. You can't do it. And secondly, you were invited onto the show, you absolute spanner. Like, literally, we allow people of every opinion on the show. I don't know, did you hear us?
You're one of the ones that were invited and you have ignored us.
Yeah, let's go for a burger in McCarty's.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and we'll catch you on the next one.